Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
And welcome to another edition, a free agent frenzy edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. So glad you can join us. Boy, we're excited. Robert Tiffin of StarsThoughts.com, an algorithmically incorrect, the great YouTube channel, will join us in just a moment. Also writes for D Magazine. Listen, guys, the on-time experts, it's hot out there, right? So is your AC at high efficiency levels? People make fun of me. They're like, no way you set your AC on 80 and 81. And I'm telling you, come over my house. Excuse me, I got a cold. Come over my house and you'll see why. See, I got a cold because it's so cold in my house. So what you need to do is get with the on-time experts and you can put your temperature at 80 and 81 as well. And they have two specials going on right now. The $59 first-time customer, complete HVAC cleaning. You don't realize it, but your AC system collects dust and debris. You think that's all going out with the filter, but no, it collects inside the unit, and the on-time experts will get rid of that. And also, they'll tell you if anything's wrong with your system. Second, $99 drain cleaning special for first-time customers. That's awesome, too, because you have the peace of mind that all of your drains on the first floor, bathrooms, kitchens, it's going to be going down nice and smooth. Most importantly, guys, they support local hockey here in DFW. And as we had Brad Alberts, the president of the Stars, on, he pointed out that local sponsors make a huge difference in the performance of the club. More revenue coming into the club, they can do more things. So therefore, support the on-time experts. They're amazing. The ontimeexperts.com, same-day service guaranteed. So if you call them tomorrow, guess what? They're going to arrive tomorrow. They're not only going to arrive, they're going to call you several times and say, this is the time that we're arriving, and they're going to update you on the time. I did it myself. I'm a customer for life. They want you as a customer for life as well. The on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. We bring on Robert Tiffin, one of our favorites from starsthoughts.com. Sean Shapiro is out with the boys this weekend, so he is unable to join us, and he said it on Algorithmically Incorrect. So my first thought, Mr. Tiffin, is how do we become some of Sean Shapiro's boys so we can hang with the Shapiro?
Well, I got to be careful how I answer this because next week I will be out hanging with my, I guess, quote unquote, boys.
This is a Gavin Spittle issue. This is a total Gavin Spittle issue.
I think much like the salary cap, it's up to everyone to manage their own to a certain extent.
Oh, my God.
But Gavin, don't worry. You're number one in all of our hearts.
Well, listen, as long as we're boys when we do that Austin trip again.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
All right. Of course. I'm like excited for that schedule to come out. So it's like, all right, how do we coordinate Stars and Texas Stars so that we can go down and have a good time? That would be that'd be great. It's fascinating. I want Stars fans as well to follow 100 Degree Hockey and Steven Meserve, because just as exciting as this free agent process, I really enjoy the Texas Stars process as they build their team. Like, I know Stars fans were disappointed, but I did tweet out yesterday. I was so excited for Artem Schlaen because we had covered him last year, Robert. And this is a kid out of Arizona State who works so hard, minor league contract, and he finally gets his two-way contract.
Yeah, he's a player. You know, the college timeline in the AHL, or I should say the AHL timeline for college UFAs the Stars have signed, I kind of like by default assume that they need kind of a full season before they'll really kind of hit. Artem Schlaen's a good example of someone who 2 years ago, they signed him after his college season ended in the spring. And he came to Texas and played, you know, a few games down the stretch, I think a little bit in that playoff run where they went to the Western Conference Finals against Abbotsford, and saw him a few times. And he didn't really pop too much for me right out of college. But, you know, again, he had just gotten to the team. But this most recent season, Schlaen really took a step. We saw him. A lot of fans down in Texas certainly saw him, and he took a really big step. So I think Schlaen is kind of a low key pick who could, depending on how things shake out and if there are injuries, and if he takes a big step this year, he could be one of those guys that maybe gets a cup of coffee the way Artu Huru and Justin Ritzkovian did, a couple seasons ago when they got four or five games in the middle of the season. So you never know. But
yeah. You're right. And as we see, these Texas Stars are going to become vital as far as who can come up and make a difference at low salary cap numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. The lack of, top draft picks for the Stars the last few years, which is what happens when you're, competing for Stanley Cup year in, year out. We're trying to. It's necessitated. Rich Peverly talked about it on Monday after development camp, or the first day of development camp, and said, it's absolutely crucial. And he's not wrong. He knows better than anyone that getting players who also are a little closer to the NHL, because you're getting them, 22, 23, 24 out of college. They've played against, older players as opposed to players coming right out of juniors. So, yeah, it's been a big deal. And obviously everyone knows about, whether it's Ritzkovian, or we'll see what Trey Taylor does again this year. And Artu Huru is not a college UFA, but still a UFA that they got as a undrafted free agent. So these are key players, and I suspect we'll see a couple more of them hitting the NHL roster here and there.
I wanted to start with a little spits and suds tidbit, because one thing we don't talk about, we look at the salary cap number that they signed for, but we don't talk about the bonuses. So a couple, Robert, that came to mind. So we were all saying, wow, that's a good contract for the Stars last year with Jamie Benn. And this is not a slight on the captain at all, because he earned the bonus. But the way the bonus was set up, it was achievable for Jamie Benn. So in actuality, it wasn't a $1 million contract. I say that because $2 million carries over for this year. And for a team that just had to trade Labushkin to free up some salary cap money, that $2 million kind of plays a factor right now.
Yeah. And, I think in a perfect world, the Stars wouldn't have had to roll that $2 million over. They would have been able to, if you finish the season under the cap, both with the space you accrue for every day that your NHL roster is below the salary cap and where you are when the season ends, if you don't have to go into LTIR and have injured guys where you then call people up and where you're exceeding the cap the way the Stars have had to do the last few years, then those performance bonuses don't have to roll over to the next year. They can get paid off at the end of that season with however much cap space you've accrued. But as we know, the Stars have had injuries, players like Tyler Seguin and Miro Heiskanen in the last couple of years, and that's required them to do what's smart, which is take advantage of that and add players who can play and who are healthy, because you're trying to win a Stanley Cup every year. So the downside of that, like you said, is that you don't have any extra cap space at the end of the year. So performance bonuses then do roll over to the next year. It's $2 million for Jamie Benn, and I think it's like $80,000 for a schedule. I'm going to mix it up. I always confuse Schedule A and Schedule B bonuses, but it's for Justin Ritzkovian, who hit some of his performance bonuses, which players on their entry level contracts can do. But those are standard bonuses. They aren't ones you negotiate. They're all very specific, like benchmarks for players in the first, you know, on their entry level contracts. So those are the only bonuses that exist in the NHL world now, are performance bonuses for players 35 or older, like Jamie Benn has, or, you know, Matt Zuccarello, who just got some really handsome ones. Entry the players in their entry level contract.
And I think that's something else to point out, because even I was like, wow, Zuccarello, $1 million to the Kings. What a deal. And I was saying Corey Perry and Matt Zuccarello, $2 million for two solid players, granted veterans. Amazing. So found out that Zuccarello, if he plays 10 games for the LA Kings, that's a $5 million bonus. So in actuality, Matt Zuccarello is getting paid $6 million. By the LA Kings. That completely changes things from a star's thoughts perspective, because I'm like, wow, he would be a nice fit for $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who was around in 2019 remembers how great of a fit Zuccarello was.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I remember the debate, and I'm like, wow, do you bring in Zuccarello or this guy, Joe Pavelski? I mean, Pavelski's good, but man, Zuccarello was seamless.
Yep.
So, and both really worked out for their prospective teams. So I thought that was really interesting as far as free agency. So getting back to Ben, do you think Jim Nill says to Jamie this year, hey, we did that last year, but this year we just got to go $1 million flat?
I think that Jamie Benn, given what he means, and honestly, just from an objective perspective, the production that he had last year in 60 games, he was a pretty productive player. So I think he's actually probably earned more than that. And as we all know, the Stars, and as everyone's known for a while, the Stars cap situation gets a lot easier next year. So I think the performance bonuses this time around, maybe they're structured slightly differently, but I don't think it's as big an issue, I guess. I'll put it that way. They might not be quite as lucrative. I think having more playoff-based ones makes a lot of sense. But the games played ones, like you mentioned, for Zuccarello, and that those were Ben's last year, were all, he got 500K, I think, for 20 games played, 30 games played, 50 games, and 60 games played. And he played exactly 60 games after suffering a collapsed lung, which is pretty impressive. And his production was pretty good relative to his performance. So long-winded way of saying, I think that probably he'll still have some incentives in there. They might not be quite as big as they were last time, but I think he still earned some of those incentives in there.
So Robert has been setting up a cot at the Star Center in Frisco the last couple of days. And that's why we're so grateful he's joining us, because I know he's tired. And but, you know, there's just so much information out there. And I wanted to get your temperature on this, because Stars fans are heated. And while there's a lot of emotion involved, my thinking is the following. If this is August, September, and this stays the same, then I think, you know, you can certainly question. My only thing is this could totally change right now or tomorrow, as far as they could flip Harley for a bunch of players. They could flip Robertson for a bunch of players, right? So to me, I think this is unfinished right now. What are your thoughts?
Well, it depends. I think we saw that they were willing to flip Robertson. They were willing to flip Harley with the word that kind of got out about trades. Obviously, the Stars, you know, you're not really allowed to discuss other teams' players under contract in the context of potential trades. That's tampering in the NHL. So when Jim Nill's been asked about it, or at least about the Zach Werenski trade we all heard about, he had to be really, really careful not to really say anything that could, you know, he doesn't want to get himself or the team in trouble. But we know that those were players that the Stars, at least under certain circumstances, were willing to consider trading. I don't know that those circumstances are going to repeat themselves. Werenski sounds like he and Columbus have kind of had a heart to heart, and he's going to, that's quieted down now. And Jason Robertson, I mean, I think you and Sean have talked about it too earlier this week. That's kind of a big problem right now for Dallas. It's also important to remember last year, July 1, the Stars didn't exactly make a bunch of flashy. They brought back Radek Foxa. I think they re-signed Colin Blackwell. And I'm trying to remember what else they did. I don't know if there was all that much that they had really done last year, to be right. honest. So a lot of the stuff they'd gotten done before, you know, before the season. And then, they had the Wyatt Johnson extension they'd signed. So there is 100% justifiable reason for fans to be frustrated, because it wasn't just a quiet July 1st. They lost a couple of players, and one of those players was someone a lot of fans, I think, had grown really attached to in Maverick Bourque. So 100%, it is fair to be feeling disappointed if you're a fan right now, especially with the uncertainty that's still there with Jason Robertson, right? We genuinely can't say for certain how it's going to play out. I think I have a pretty good guess at how it's going to play out, but it until it plays out with Jason Robertson, as we've seen so far, it could be a roller coaster until things actually get signed. So I don't know that I'm willing to say, oh yeah, there's definitely big moves coming down the pipeline. Just got to be patient, because what if Jason Robertson does go to arbitration and they kind of tooth and nail grind out a 1-year deal after the arbiter goes through the whole process, and then they have to consider, okay, do we want to keep Robertson through the end of the year? Do we move him, or rather than risk losing him for nothing, is there any possibility of the team and the player negotiating a long-term extension? These are all things to consider. And I have a lot of thoughts about these and some scenarios. We can go into them if you want.
Please.
Okay. So I was actually talking about this with someone else a little while ago, but then I saw a video that I just retweeted that Nick Kyprios and Justin Bourne were talking about on a Kipper and Bourne, a Sportsnet show. They're a rights holder, but it's a good show. Kyprios used to play, won a cup, and Justin Bourne used to be a video coach for the Toronto Marlies under Kyle Dubas. It's a great show. They're really well done. Even if you don't agree with all their opinions or whatever, I think it's really well done. And they tend to have a pretty good handle on things. And one of the things they discussed, that again, I'd been kind of talking about with some other folks lately, is that if you're Jason Robertson, here's the issue. Even if you sign a long-term deal with the Stars today, you're not eligible for trade protection until year two, because he's still a restricted free agent. And I think we've talked about in this program, in the NHL, players are not eligible for trade protection of any kind until the summer when they would have hit unrestricted free agency. And that's usually around your, you know, mid to late 20s. And so for Robertson, that's July 1st, 2027. So if you sign a long-term extension with Dallas right now, you will have zero trade protection. And what's to stop Dallas from going to Seattle and saying, hey, you know that trade that we worked out with you, but that you turned down, but that didn't work because Robertson wouldn't sign an extension? Well, guess what? He's already got an extension now, and we can trade him. He can't block it. You want to do that whole thing again? Give us a few picks, and we'll flip one for Matthew Knies. You could absolutely do that. Now, I don't think Jim Nill is going to, you know, promise one thing and be completely duplicitous. That's not who he is. But if you're Andy Scott, if you're Jason Robertson's agent and you ask, you know, Jim Nill, do you promise you won't trade him? I think Jim Nill would probably smartly and honestly say, I can't make that promise, because it depends on how the season goes. Anything could happen. We saw it with Thomas Harley, right? I give Jim Nill credit for not getting too attached to his players, because like we saw with Logan Stankoven, there's always a point where you have to consider trading someone. You know, in writing, we say you got to learn to kill your darlings. Like sometimes you might be in love with a sentence or a chapter or whatever, but if it's not really the best decision, you got to get rid of it. And the same thing applies to players. So that's why I think the thing that makes the most sense for Robertson is to just go through the process. They'll probably negotiate. I can't imagine either side wants to actually go through arbitration. That's really drawn out, but who knows? And sign a 1-year deal. And then the Stars have a choice to make about whether they do want to try to negotiate an extension starting next year when Robertson would have full trade protection, or whether they want to trade him for whatever they can get for the last year on his deal right now.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Well, I mean, say he gets $12 million. And next year you have a multitude of contracts coming up, and obviously you have to fill your roster, but you also have Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews coming up too.
Yep.
And I mean, just simple math tells me between Robertson and Sagan, that's 21, 22 million right there that you have available. And then maybe Sam Steele's another 2 million. I mean, you know, you could just add it up, and it just gets me thinking, all right, if you're not happy, you know, maybe that's a direction you go. I think the other question is, Robert, and time will tell, is regardless of what pans out, winning cures everything. But if this team signs Robertson, let's say, and then does not perform, you know, past the first round or whatever, is the fan base immediately going to point to Robertson? That's one of the things that is starting to enter my mind, because while I appreciate Stars knowledge blossoming as we see like Twitter and the fan base grow, with that comes a lot more boisterous fans.
Yep. And in fairness to Dallas fans, this is kind of how this sort of thing shakes out in any market, right? Ask Mitch Marner how the fans felt about him when he chose to, he had trade protection at that point, and he chose to use it to block any trade. And so the Toronto Maple Leafs lost him for absolutely nothing. And fans were not thrilled about that, especially given that Marner hadn't always, you know, played in the playoffs to the degree they wanted him to, a criticism that Jason Robertson has sometimes had, although last year he played quite well in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
I think when, you know, it's kind of like a breakup in a relationship, right? Like once you realize, uh-oh, this person isn't maybe as invested in me as I am in them, that changes the calculus pretty quickly, and feelings of frustration and hurt and even anger, right? All the stages of grief, I guess, they can start to come to the surface. And so I'm not saying the way that that's expressed is always right or good. It's definitely not, especially when people say horrible, you know, vile things. I mean, it's sports, for goodness sake. And these players are trying to, you know, maximize the small earning window they have before they get hurt. And we all know that, you know, there's a cost to playing professional sports for a living, and that comes after you retire or even during your playing days. It takes a toll on the body. It really, really does. But I mean, I think the reality is that Jason Robertson was a beloved player in this organization. They drafted, developed him. You know, he's setting records, first team all-star. He's doing things the Stars fans haven't really seen anyone do for a long, long time, you know, really since Jamie Benn. And even Jamie Benn wasn't quite as much as consistent a goal scorer in the way Jason Robertson was when he was younger. So for a player like that to essentially say, I'm looking for market value, or what I decide is market value, when a lot of other players have taken less to stay, that's absolutely his right. I don't think it's cool to like say that that's bad of him or evil or something. That's absolutely sure. His right. It's a business, right? And ask Thomas Harley. He knows it's a business. You get traded at any time. So you, when you have rights, it makes sense to exercise them, but that does come with a cost in the fan base. And I think Jason Robertson is learning that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Did the Kivi Ranta signing surprise you?
A little bit, only because I hadn't gotten to the point of the day yet. I had just written something, actually, and then like 45 minutes later, they announced the Kivi Ranta signing on Wednesday night. So it surprised me in the sense that I was kind of already in, okay, take a breath mode after kind of being on for all day. But it makes sense. It's cheap. Honestly, in some ways, it's kind of like the Tyler Myers was a preemptive, cheaper replacement for Ilya Labushkin. Mm-hmm. Joel Kivi Ranta is a player that's really good. You know, you look under the hood on kind of what he does and how he plays defensively, really responsible. He can play creatively a little bit too and push play offensively as well. He's you know, not the most lethal shooter, but he can score. Yeah. He put in 15 or 16 with the Avalanche, I think, 2 years ago, and then had some injuries last year that slowed him down and only scored 3. But the price is, you know, it's basically nothing, right? One way to think about it is this is this year's version of Adam Ernie. Might end up playing on the third line at times if they need to. But I think Joel Kivi Ranta at this stage of his career is probably a more impactful player in the way the Stars need him to be than than bringing Adam Ernie back would be. So that's one way to look at it. The Stars, you know, Artu Hurra is waivers exempt, so he can start the year in the minors if they need to for cap reasons and then come up whenever they need him to. Kivi Ranta just kind of gives him an extra piece of depth since Bastion and Ernie don't look like they're coming back, at least as far as we know right now. And I don't see how they would just with the cap situation until we see what happens with Jamie Benn at least. But yeah, it surprised me a little bit. Again, a long-winded answer to your question, but I think it makes sense. And I actually really like the signing. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of the Finns at development camp this week. So adding another Finn at the NHL level too. Why not? It's Dallas after all.
Yeah. No doubt. That third and fourth line, like depth scoring though, that is something that it might be a question. You're going to need to see maybe a bigger year from Justin Ritzkovian and players like that too. Yep. Cause you don't want to go back to, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago where it was top two lines effective, third and fourth, just hold on, play in their other zone, you know, play good defense and then get enough rest for that first and second line to come back on again.
Yeah. And I mean, that's something worth keeping in mind. This isn't at all meant to discount everything Maverick Bourque did last year.
Absolutely.
Goals and being on the Stars. He was a big part of the Stars' best line in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In Robertson. Maverick Bourque took a big step last year and he earned whatever contract he's going to get from Nashville. Good for him, 100%. But he was playing in the top six last year. So the Stars' bottom six scoring woes, in a weird way, losing Maverick Bourque doesn't like quite as directly affect those because he had to play in the top six for so much of the year, especially after Tyler Seguin got hurt. So the bottom six, yeah, Kivi Ranta helps with the scoring a little bit. I don't think a ton, you know, but he can score. Again, anyone who watched a certain playoff game back in 2020 knows that he can score goals sometimes in big moments. And really just mixing it up a little bit, I think, is probably going to be good for this bottom six. You need a little something extra, and Kivi Ranta can bring a couple of things that they haven't really had before. And I personally like it. He's good in the penalty kill too. And they just needed to mix something up with that bottom six because it was essentially 2 fourth lines by the time you got to the playoffs.
Right.
I think Kivi Ranta, at least if he has to play up, you know, if they end up needing to move on from Sam Steele, you mentioned that earlier, Kivi Ranta is not Sam Steele. He's a tier below him, I would say, just in terms of the minutes he plays. He's more of a 12-minute guy. Steele's a 14-15-minute guy. But Kivi Ranta is a cheaper replacement for him on the fourth line if you need it.
Yeah. I also wonder if they're going to keep an eye on, and I mean, it's early for an Emil Hemming. Mm-hmm. Let's see how he does in Texas. The other guy, Dustin Ritzkovian, I'm fascinated to see his development. Played really well in the Calder Cup playoffs. I know it's early, But, you know, these are the kind of guys I'm looking at in preseason saying, you know what, might start the year in Texas, but a couple of injuries, you know, there's a guy that might be able to come up and, you know, be able to score as well.
Oh, I completely agree. And Dylan Ritz-Covington was one of the most impressive players at camp this week, too. Yeah. It's hard context at development camp. It's not. And we talked to Jordy Ben as well today. And Rachel Flanagan, one of the guest coaches the Stars bring
in. She was great.
The Coaches Association. Yeah. Her chat with the media is up on the Stars website. It's great. You should go check it out. She's great. She's just great. But it's not evaluative. That was kind of the theme. Like, this isn't the time when they decide how good or how ready players are. It's called development camp, and they kind of lean into the camp portion. So imagine like a week-long summer camp you might have gone to. You know, they're doing a lot of activities together on and off the ice. They have like talks and stuff that they're giving the players to educate them about all sorts of things. Then you have returning players, and, you know, they get to spend time together. It's just kind of a way of building a healthy culture and organization. Yeah, sure, there's work they're doing, and they're seeing stuff, and they're giving players like some things that they can work on, you know, after they leave development camp, some things to focus on. There's a lot that goes into it, but I will say that Dylan Ritz-Covington absolutely looked as good as he did, I will say, in his brief time in Texas last year on his ATO. So I'm really excited to see what Dylan Ritz-Covington does in a full season with Texas this year, because I think there's every reason to think that he could be an impactful player for the Texas Stars.
Yeah, I think so too. We need a bigger sample size, but when you hear people talking, they talk and they're like, he's really good. And that's kind of a sign when they're outspoken about. So I'm glad you said that about development camp. All right. Interesting question.
Quickly. Yeah. Fun fact about Dylan Ritz-Covington. He's a right shot. Justin is a left shot. And I asked him, you know, which one of you is the odd one out? And Dylan said that Justin is, and that Dylan's obviously the younger and I think the youngest of the family. And he said, Justin's the only one who shoots left. Everyone else shoots right. So, it works well if you're playing on a line together, having one righty and one lefty, right? So who knows, a year or two from now.
100% preseason, Gullitson has got to put them together on a line.
Oh, man. I think it's two preseasons in a row that Justin Ritz-Covington got into a fight in the preseason. So we'll see if he makes it three this year. And if Dylan's in one of those games, it might be four. We'll have to see. But that should be a fun thing to see whenever we get to see it.
So because I was on the Justin bandwagon early, I got on the Dustin one pretty early. Man. And I talked to some people that covered him in college. And I just said, you know, kind of give me, it was Bernie Corbett, actually, at Boston University, longtime play-by-play announcer. Yeah, and I just said, hey, Bernie, I was like, you know, what was that line of the Ritz-Covians like? And he goes, that was a brutal line for Boston University to play against. Like, they just kept coming and coming and coming. And they're two different players, but the one thing is that they do have in common is that motor. Mm-hmm. And obviously that probably comes from mom and dad or growing up or whatever. But, you know, there is certainly familiarity with them on the same line that I think from a fan perspective and just an overall, you can do those kinds of things in preseason and, you know, have some fun as well. So, I mean, I'd like to see. I know it's a shorter preseason this year, right? So
it is. Yeah. And that's why like the prospect tournament they're doing up in Detroit at the start of September, that's going to probably be a little bit more important for some of those kids, especially, you know, that might not get as many preseason games because, you know, the NHLers have to tune up and stuff too. So
did Sean invite you up to his house for that yet?
That is actually a plan for me to be up there right now. So we'll have to see. To be honest, this summer and this month in particular is crazy for me. There's some family stuff this month and next. I'm in a buddy's wedding. I have a trip next week coming up that I'm going to be out of town for a little bit. And, you know, there could be some Stars news that could drop at any moment during the next few months. So, it's going to be a full summer, but I'm looking forward to hopefully being up there in Detroit for the prospect tournament because there are going to be four teams this year. So it should be a really, really lively environment up there.
I'm not trying to sound desperate, Stars fans, but if you need a friend, Robert's got Sean. I need somebody. I need a running mate.
Gavin, you know you're part of the three amigos. You know that.
Man, I'll tell you what, in last year's development camp, sitting at that table, we had our boy Steven Mazur.
Four amigos, Steven.
Oh God, it was a four horsemen. It was a beautiful thing. We were just doing our own show. We should have been running tape.
If we were the four horsemen, then today with your cold, I think you would be pestilence right now, right?
I don't know.
I think one of them has to do with illness, but maybe it's just,
you know. I hate that. God, that education level. Robert Tiffin is very impressive. Well, okay, so a couple more before we let you go. A friend of mine tonight, I was like, well, you know, scoring depth to be determined. And he said, okay, then Gavin, he goes, name me a top six in the Western Conference that's better than the Stars. And Robert, I threw out Colorado.
That's kind of where my mind went.
With the acquisition of Jaden Schwartz, I think, because you have Landeskog, you have Natchez, you have Brock Nelson, you have McKinnon, Lehkonen, you have, to me, that was the best top six.
Yep. I tend to think, you know, there's some age there with Brock Nelson and Nazem Kadri, whether they're on the second or third line. But
yeah.
I think it's hard to beat what Colorado has. I'll be interested to see, by the way, them without Nichushkin this year, because there were times where he was doing a lot of important work kind of under the hood for them. So
yeah,
I'll see, or under the radar, I guess is what I'm meant to say. So we'll I'm interested to watch Colorado this year. They'll probably be really, really good again, but it'll be interesting.
Jaden Schwartz, I wanted him last year in a Stars uniform, but health is the big thing. If he stays healthy, he's really good, but health has always been a thing for Jaden Schwartz, you know, a bit of a smaller frame. So we'll see about that. Okay.
Vegas would be the other team. I would say
Vegas. Yes.
Too, between, you know, Marner, Eichel, et cetera. Now, but again, they lost Dorofeev. So we'll see exactly how they make up those goals. But
So I don't think they're as good, but I did want to throw out, and David Castillo says, well, that's because you're a Utah Mammoth fan, which I'm not. But the acquisition of Trocheck, you got Schmaltz, Trocheck, Keller, Anders Lee, Logan Cooley, Dylan Gunther. I mean, I don't think that's as good as Dallas, but it's much improved. I guess my question is then, like, one of the things I'm concerned about as far as a Stars fan, that's why I'm like, okay, maybe they make more moves. The question is does Utah move into that top three maybe, and you have a Colorado, Minnesota, Utah, or does Dallas remain in that top three? Either way, I think all four make the playoffs, but it just kind of got me, you know, thinking. Now, Minnesota's loss of Zuccarello, it, to me, on that power play is big. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of fascinated. I'm starting to, wheels are spinning as far as where I think this central division is going to land.
And some of the talk out of Minnesota is that the decision to let Zuccarello go was heavily on the Minnesota side. Like, he would have come back there for not too much money, but that they actually were maybe worried that Kaprizov was getting a little like dependent on Zuccarello. And again, like you mentioned, in the playoffs, we saw the difference between having Zuccarello and not having Zuccarello, and that lineup was big. So it could be that they really want to develop Kaprizov's chemistry kind of with a broader lineup instead of kind of just having those two be, you know, they either work together or they don't work at all. So we'll see. That could mean a little bit of short-term pain for long-term gain. That'll certainly be, you know, when you lock up a player for 17 years for $17 million for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You would like them probably to not be dependent on a 38-year-old player. So that makes sense on one level, but it might come with some growing pains. So there's reasons to almost every team in the West this year. There are reasons to be a little bit, let's say, interested in how they kind of get back on the horse this year.
Yeah. Interesting trade for Minnesota today as well. Plano's Blake Coleman. Mm-hmm. Someday he'll play here. Someday. But he goes to Minnesota. And in return, Middleton, their defenseman, goes up to Calgary, also some picks. So I thought it was an interesting trade for the Wild.
Yeah, Blake Coleman was actually skating at Frisco. A friend of Stars Thoughts, Amanda Spielberger, snapped a photo of him actually chatting with some Stars folks while he was doing some summer workout, since he's, you know, from here. So he's been skating apparently here, from what she mentioned, that picture. So now he's going to be heading up north. So You know, were the cap different, then he's a player that certainly, you know, Stars fans have talked about. It would be great to bring him in. But, you know, for similar reasons to why Seth Jones just wasn't really a viable player to bring another, you know, Texas guy. Coleman, I think, is more of a like Texan native because Jones lived a lot in Colorado, I think, after some of his time in Texas. It just didn't work out. But like you said, maybe someday, you know, it took Tyler Myers until his, you know, towards the back nine of his career to find his way back to Texas. So we'll see. Yeah. Maybe Blake Coleman will manage to do the same thing a couple of years from now.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't say Alex Ovechkin announces he's coming back for one more year. I mean, the guy had 64 points last year.
I think I saw that he's, I can't imagine anyone aside from him really cares about, and Gretzky cares about the record, but I think if you combine regular season and playoff goals, he's like 10 behind Gretzky still. So I guess that's one more record for him still to smash. So I'm sure he'll do his thing where he doesn't start in the defensive zone a single shift all year, and he waits for the bus on the power play for 2 minutes and then scores 35 goals. So, you could do a lot worse.
Yeah, he's probably still going to be projected on that first line.
We'll see. I don't know. Washington added, you know, Alex Tuck, Jordan Kyrou. That's a puzzle for Spencer Carberry to sort out. There's pluses and minuses that come with having a 40-year-old Alex Ovechkin on your roster.
True.
But if he's scoring 30-plus goals for, again, you talked about performance incentives. He also, I think, signed for like the minimum salary with performance incentives. So we'll see what they get from him. But if he scores 30 goals, it's going to be hard to complain.
Tell us what you have coming up on starsthoughts.com.
Yeah, I got to digest or I will have a big kind of recap of the whole week of development camp with all the free agency stuff. I've written a couple things about that, but I have a really big thing coming. That'll be maybe Friday. Probably that'll be like a Monday morning thing. I'm going to be traveling a little bit next week. So that might be a good kind of nice, long, juicy read for folks to sink in, talk to a lot of folks, including all the Stars new draft picks that were at camp. Ate Joki, by the way, second year Stars player. He was drafted last year, another Finnish player. I was chatting with him this year, and he really likes tacos, by the way. There's all sorts of really important and, you know, hard-hitting information like that that you're going to get to read about. So stay tuned for that. But I had a chance to talk to quite a few players this week, a couple coaches and things like that. So I'm excited to talk about that. And then as the roster continues to kind of solidify and rosters around the league, we'll have some more stuff on that. But Sean and I will have another podcast on algorithmically incorrect hockey next week as well. How that's going to work with me on the road, we'll figure it out. But we've been faithful to do every Wednesday so far. I'm sure we'll find a way to do it again, even if I have to, do it from an airplane.
Yeah, or the bowels of the Comerica Center like you did on Wednesday. Absolutely. I really enjoy that pod. It's good. It's just free-flowing. Two smart guys talking hockey, talking NHL.
Yeah, and I'm on it too sometimes. It's great.
I enjoy it. I have to keep the volume down because it's during the day and I have to make sure that I'm listening to my radio station. But
I guess.
Yeah. I guess I could listen to it at night. So that'll be my nighttime listening. So listen,
I don't know what type of nightmares that would give people if they're listening to late night listening. We'll see. That's up to you. Doctors don't recommend it.
Robert's not going to say it, but I'll say it. Listen, support Robert, and many of you do, and we appreciate it because Robert is kind of an anomaly in this business in that he's affiliated with himself, and therefore you guys supporting him allows Robert to cover things like Stars Development Camp and just like prospects and other things that he does, the road trip to Austin, and obviously the games in Dallas. So support Robert at starsthoughts.com. It's a monthly subscription fee. It's not that much. And I'm telling you, it's great, great info. He also writes for D Magazine. And as he mentioned, algorithmically incorrect. He's been all over this NHL and Stars free agency. Thank you for answering our questions and for joining us on this late Thursday evening. I truly appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Gavin. And by the way, I want to send a quick thank you too to all the folks who came up to me, readers and subscribers, and just cool hockey folks who love hockey in Texas who came up and said hi during development camp. It was great to chat with you all. And Gavin, I love doing this pod. You know I do. So it's always my pleasure.
You're becoming a well-known figure, sir. Time to put on dark sunglasses and a fake mustache.
Yeah, that should do it.
All right, that's going to do it for another episode of Spits and Suds. I'm going to go put a hot rag over myself and kind of drain this, and so we can do more podcasts coming up in the future. For the greatness of Robert Tiffin, always thank you to Gregory Finley for producing this podcast and for the on-time experts. Remember them, same-day service guaranteed, theontimeexperts.com. Until our next podcast, remember, Stars fans, if anything happens, we'll be here for you on Spits and Suds. Have a great day, everyone.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.